Coming right up, Straight Talk with Art Levine. Tonight's special edition, the Honorable Bob Foster, Mayor, City of Long Beach.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
This special edition of Straight Talk, Meet the Mayor, is brought to you by the law firm of Kiesel, Young, and Logan.
He stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. And by the Press Telegram. Your local news leader for over 100 years.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We're very honored to have as our guest for the entire show tonight the new mayor of Long Beach for his first televised interview, Bob Foster. Bob, welcome to our show.
It's a pleasure, Art. Thank you.
This was the headline the day after the election, Bob, with a wonderful picture of you and your lovely wife, Nancy. How did you feel that night and the following morning?
That was a great evening. We had a long campaign with the election. Actually, it was almost a year to the day that we actually opened our campaign committee to the election night. And we had a remarkable outpouring of volunteers, a remarkably well-organized, good campaign team. Becky Ames, the campaign manager, did a fabulous job. And it was had the whole family there. It was a real thrill.
And now as we're taping the show, you've been mayor for 3 days. How does it feel?
It's actually invigorating, Art. We've already hit the ground running. We've had several meetings with the city manager on a variety of issues, met with the city attorney. Yesterday we were at the campaign kickoff, the capital campaign kickoff for the YMCA. Met with some third graders yesterday with McGruff the Crime Dog. I had a lot of fun. It was a good day.
Well, Inauguration Day, July 18th, was a very special day. It started with a really remarkable prayer breakfast. And representatives of the major faiths of our community were there. Music, it was a spiritually uplifting service. What a wonderful way to start the day.
Thank you. One of the things we wanted to demonstrate here is we've talked about this being a diverse community, the importance of celebrating our diversity, of linking together with it. And I think that that was a wonderful way to start the day with people of many faiths, all really hoping for the same thing, which is to have a better Long Beach and more opportunity for the people that live here.
And then at 1 o'clock on July 18th at Cabrillo High School, the very moving inauguration services, some 500 or 600 people were there. And I know many of you were not there. And we, through our talented crew member, Dave Chapman, was there with his camera. And we want to share with you some of the scenes of the inauguration.
Now I'd like to introduce a good man and a good woman, Mayor-elect Bob Foster and his wife, Nancy.
Thank you.
Foster is probably the most tireless worker I've ever met. There will not be an elected official or staff member that will work harder than Bob Foster. And this man works with so much enthusiasm, so much joy, so much good humor. It's absolutely infectious and contagious for those that are around him and those that work with him. I would like to introduce another longtime friend, and that's Tom Hennessy from the Press Telegram newspaper. Tom.
Hi, Bob Foster.
Hi, Bob Foster.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
Congratulations, Your Honor.
Today I have taken an oath that actualizes that obligation. My responsibility to live up to the description of my style, to be direct, decisive, and inclusive, to use all my energy and skill to bring people together, to make our city a better place to live, work, and play. I promise to use all my time and energy to lift this city that we all love to a higher and better level, and I challenge you to do your part. The mark of a great society is its orientation towards the future, in having its citizens fully engaged in an effort larger than themselves, to tap into the basic human drive to build and improve, and to make that improvement durable. E pluribus unum, out of many one. We can be an example for the rest of the country. I ask for your help and participation in this bold and important journey. Together we can improve the life and enhance the opportunity for all of our fellow citizens. I pledge to give you determined leadership to move our city to the ranks of great communities. I will always honor and treasure and trust the trust you have placed in me to serve, to lead, to unite our city into one for many. It is my privilege to begin that service here today. Thank you.
Very moving service and a very moving speech by you on that very special day, Bob.
Thank you, Art. It was a marvelous day. I think a day filled with joy and hope.
And I know that you didn't do it alone. You came from a relative unknown in 1 year to win a fairly substantial victory with 57% of the vote. You had a lot of volunteers working for you, a lot of people contributing to your campaign. And I know at a thank you function for the volunteers, you gave out one of these mugs, which, you know, I'm big on mugs. And I think this is a wonderful collector's item with you and your lovely wife photographed on the mug.
Well, thank you. We had actually in excess of 300 volunteers over the course of the campaign. Many of them worked, you know, literally scores of hours to do a variety of jobs. And you cannot be successful in a campaign without dedicated volunteers. We love them all. We wanted to say a very small thank you to their efforts. It was fabulous.
And I know now that you're mayor, and you made this point in your Inauguration Day speech, you can't do it alone as mayor. You really need the help of the entire community to move the city ahead to the next level.
All right, any great endeavor requires that teamwork of a lot of people. It really is about trying to lead people, but also be invigorated by them and for them. As I said in that speech, I think it's important to feel connected to an effort larger than yourself. I think that that's what lifts people up, and I also think that's what makes progress possible.
Okay, we'll be continuing the discussion with Mr. Mayor after these messages.
Strong winds and sunlight. The Earth's heat surfacing is steam. Abundant sources of clean energy to help meet our state's growing need for electricity. Southern California Edison leads the nation in the use of renewable energy. enough to supply more than 2 million homes. And since clean energy is something we believe in, we'll keep working to bring the benefits of nature's power plants directly to you. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison.
Own a digital camera? Come to Fromex Photo and Digital to have your prints made. Using the latest high-tech equipment, Fromex will give you high-quality archival prints from your digital camera. Select your prints using the new Fromex Digital Bar with four self-service order terminals. With our large flat-screen monitors, it's easy to select which images you want. Order any print size, and you can crop your images too. It's fun and easy. Fromex Photo and Digital in Belmont Shore. Professional quality photo finishing since 1982.
Does it seem to you like we've got a lot of different looking people coming in here lately?
Yeah, they're coming in for all different reasons.
Ribs so tender, ribs so sweet. Remember the ribs, baby.
Wow, this food is really groovy.
Yeah. Newport Rib Company in Costa Mesa or Naples Rib Company in Long Beach, or log on to ribcompany.com.
It's time to make your career move. With quality training and education from the university of choice, Cal State Long Beach. Achieve personal and professional excellence by enrolling in career-enhancing programs offered through University College and Extension Services. Courses include computer technology, management, leadership, global transportation, accelerated degree programs, and more. Make your career move now. Call today for your free catalog.
I love my kids. We do everything together. We've had some great times. It's painful to think that these memories could be lost. That's why I save all my home movies to Panasonic DVD. That way I know they're safe for up to 75 years. So if you'd like to save your precious memories, bring them in to Avid Electronics.
Long Beach Armada.
That's right, baseball fans. Your 2006 Long Beach Armada are back for another great season of Golden Baseball League action. Professional baseball the whole family can afford. Check out all the home game action at Blair Field. Tickets starting at just $7. Big league baseball fun without the big league prices. Opening night is June 12th. Family fun, family entertainment. It's Long Beach Armada Baseball. For tickets, call 562-434-7161 or online at longbeacharmada.com.
We're continuing our special edition show with the new mayor of Long Beach, Bob Foster. And Bob, someone who I know said this about you, that you are both a warrior and a scholar. And that's quite an extraordinary combination to have an elected official. What talents that you have are you particularly going to bring to bear on this job?
Well, a couple things. When I talk a lot about being inclusive, and I've lived my whole life that way, even in the private sector in business. I was always in favor of being inclusive rather than exclusive, and I think that, particularly in a diverse city such as Long Beach, that's vital. So that will be one thing that it will be clearly a whole part of my trademark. Secondly, I have a lot of energy. I'm a tireless worker. I'm very devoted to the tasks in front of me, and I am passionate about public service. As I said in the speech on Inauguration Day, I think some of that probably comes from my parents, who taught me a lot, gave me a lot of guidance, taught me to respect everyone, and to to really work on their behalf. And I'm definitely passionate about that.
Well, let's go back to that wonderful Inauguration Day, and we did some interviews after your speech, and many of the people were very positive about you, and those are the clips we're using now.
You sound surprised.
But you had a lot of heavy turnout, and some people really there love you. Let's take a look.
Thanks.
We're here with former Mayor Eunice Sato, a Republican, I might add, and Eunice was one of the early supporters of Bob Foster for mayor. Eunice, what attracted you to Bob?
Well, I didn't know him at all, but I had an opportunity to get acquainted with him. I just expressed my feeling. I don't know Bob. I'd like to know him. And so we decided to have breakfast together at Hofstad, and we had a very nice conversation I found out who he was. I knew he was, you know, president of Edison, but I didn't know anything about him. But I liked his philosophy.
We're here with Senator Alan Lowenthal here to celebrate the inauguration of our new mayor, Bob Foster. Your thoughts about Bob, Alan?
Well, you know, Bob is going to bring value and stature and integrity. Beverly was a wonderful mayor and is a wonderful, you know, in her last day today, I guess. She still is our mayor. And I could never imagine anyone else, but Bob is a special person also. Long Beach is very, very lucky to have someone like Bob Foster. It's going to be a great day, and it's going to be a great 4 years for the city of Long Beach.
Okay, we're here with Mayor Antonio Villagoser, Los Angeles mayor, friend of Bob Foster, and you had a function up in L.A. that I attended, and you've known Bob for a while, and you're supporting him. Tell us why.
I've known Bob since 1994. I can tell you, in that time, I've met few people who bring the private sector and public sector experience that he does to this job as mayor of Long Beach. The mayor of Long Beach and Los Angeles need to have almost a symbiotic relationship. We manage two ports that are the engine of the LA and Long Beach economies, of the Southern California economy. 43% of all the goods that enter the United States enter in through our ports. Our ability to work together on issues of the port, public transportation, air quality is essential. So this is a great thing for Los Angeles and Long Beach to have a guy like Bob Foster as the mayor.
Okay, we're here with John Fielder, the president of Southern California Edison, who, of course, succeeded our new mayor, Bob Foster. What does it feel like, John, to see your predecessor as mayor?
Well, Art, these are big shoes to fill, for sure. And I'm a Long Beach resident, of course, so it's nice to have somebody that we know in the mayor's office. And we look forward to supporting Bob and doing the great things he wants to do for the city of Long Beach.
We're here with Craig Watson, vice president of Charter Communications. And, Craig, a pretty exciting ceremony and a new day for Long Beach.
No question. What an exciting day, you know, to see Bob choose Cabrillo High School. So important. I think he sends an immediate message about what he's about. And we're just excited to be participants here today.
We're here with the new First Lady, Nancy Foster. And, Nancy, how does it feel at this very special moment?
It just feels comfortable, and it feels wonderful at the same time, which is the best of all worlds.
We're here with the newly elected, newly sworn in mayor, Bob Foster. One question, Bob. How does it feel to be mayor of Long Beach?
It feels terrific, Art, and you're sweating more than I am. It's really amazing. No, I love this city. As you heard today in the speech, I made a point in this campaign of telling people that we have to bring everybody along with our prosperity, unite this city. And the great thing is that message resonated everywhere in this city. One of the reasons we're at Cabrillo High School today is to demonstrate that, in fact, this is part of Long Beach. It needs attention. So does other parts in the North area. And we're going to bring that focus in this administration.
And that message came through loud and clear. And, of course, the prayer breakfast this morning with religious leaders of all denominations was so inspiring. The music was so inspiring. And at a time when in other parts in the world things are not going well, that was an uplifting morning.
Well, I think what we're trying to do is there's more that unites us than divides us. And, you know, if we can work together, demonstrate that, as I said in the speech, people of diverse ethnicities, diverse races, diverse religions, backgrounds can work together to build a great city, that will show the rest of the nation and maybe even the rest of the world it can be done. We can work on positive things rather than those things that divide us.
Bob Foster, I'm delighted to be able to shake your hand as the mayor of Long Beach. Congratulations.
Right, so really appreciate it. Thank you.
Bob, an inspiring day.
Thank you, Art. It was a joyous day as well.
Yeah.
Great time.
Well, in the remainder of the show, we want to talk about some of the specific substantive issues that you want to address first on the agenda. But I know increasing our police force is one of them.
It is, and that's actually related to the budget. The first thing we have to do, we received the budget from the city manager in the mayor's office on August 1st, and we have 15 days to examine it, offer up any recommendations that we would have in addition to what the city manager's budget contains. So we're going to be very busy. That's the first priority. And look, to be candid, that budget sets the values for the city. So we need to be very careful about what's in there. We need to look very carefully at some of the reductions that have taken place in programs such as libraries and see if we can restore those. Secondly, we have made a pledge that over the next 4 years to add 100 police officers. We need to start on that now. Now, that's going to be a difficult problem. We have a two-sided problem there. We're It's hard to get new recruits, and secondly, we're losing some of our veteran officers. Yeah. That's a serious problem in this city.
So we have to look at some pay scales too.
We're gonna have to look at everything. We're gonna have to, potentially longevity pay or something, to be able to keep our police officers. We've got a great police force. We want to keep it.
Okay, we'll be continuing our conversation with Mr. Mayor after these commercial messages.
Those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
The name Diversa defines excellence in precision haircutting and design. Diversa Salon has been doing business for more than 20 years. For men and women, Diversa provides the total experience in haircuts, skincare, and a variety of services for more than 80 stylists and technicians. Our beauty supply stores feature Diversa brand and a large selection of major products to keep you looking your best. We have 3 convenient locations to serve you, so call now for an appointment. For the total experience, come to Diversa.
Welcome to Golden Security Bank. We are committed to providing commercial real estate loans that meet your specific needs. Golden Security Bank has been a wholesale lender in Southern California more than 20 years, and we've also been the top-ranked bank under $1 billion in assets and are now funding loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million. With our experienced team of loan consultants that have more than 70 years of combined commercial lending expertise, you will get a yes answer fast. Golden Security Bank, we look forward to putting our experience to work for you.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
My husband and I both come here. He loves it.
The benefits of physically fit are the personalized training.
We have a very good reputation in the community.
My doctor recommended I come to physically fit.
I would definitely recommend physically fit.
We're Craig and Yvonne Claro.
And we would like to help you reach your fitness goals.
We're back with our newly elected mayor, Bob Forster. Bob, the Long Beach Airport Terminal expansion / modernization has been an issue pending for years now. And as you know, I've taken a look at it. And I mean, I came up with a simple conclusion that the airport should be modernized to adequately and comfortably accommodate the passengers that flow from our existing 41 commercial flights. And I don't see why everyone can't buy into that.
I think actually most people agree with that. I think most, even some of the more ardent detractors of the airport really want to see it modernized. Look, I do believe there's a compromise that can satisfy most of the participants in this debate, and I think I'm hopeful that we can avoid litigation. That it's just going to take more time and more expense. But in many ways, most people also want to keep this airport at the size it's at. I mean, at a modest size. That's its attraction, Art. So one of the difficulties is, I look at this a different way. The EIR looks at this and says the noise ordinance is in place and will always be there. So therefore, you can build an airport terminal of almost any size because the noise ordinance will limit the flights. And I think that ignores structure. That ignores the fact that if you build in capacity, you might
you build
down
it,
the road,
they will come.
Well, they may. They may.
So they may come.
I would turn that around. I would turn it on its head and say, we ought to look at this airport terminal. How would you build it at what size would you build it, and what configuration, and what would it contain if you didn't have a noise ordinance but wanted to preserve the existing flights we have today? 41 commercial, 25 commuter. Now, I'm going to do all I can to try to bring the parties together.
Well, it'd be great if you could bring some closure to something that's been a festering. And there's been obviously a lack of trust on both sides. And maybe that would be a great victory early in your administration to bring everyone to the table and sign off on something that we all can live with.
Well, we're moving in that direction already. And look, I at this point, I do have confidence in both sides. They have confidence in me. I'm going to use all my efforts to try to arrive at an agreement here. We'll see where it goes. But
okay.
City manager, city attorney are already scheduling meetings with all the parties. I told both of them when I can be helpful, I want to be there. I want to be kept abreast of what's going on, and I want to be fully engaged. So I think this is something that's been divisive in the community that doesn't have to be.
And, you know, Beverly O'Neill has done a fantastic job as mayor for 12 years. You're a different kind of person, and you're more willing to articulate your view on things and maybe get out a little bit ahead of some of these issues. The mayor had a different, and by her own admission, a consensus management style. You tend to be more proactive.
That's probably true, but I don't want to lose sight of the fact that I really do try to bring everyone in a very large coalition together to the common end. You only lead by having the trust of people.
Yeah.
That's where you lead.
Yeah. Well, Bob, we have a minute or so left, and I want to give it to you to say directly to the people of Long Beach and to the 35 surrounding communities that our show is seen in, anything you want.
Well, thank you, Art. First of all, I want to thank the people of Long Beach for giving me this opportunity. This is, in many ways, the culmination of a personal journey for me. I started out from fairly modest beginnings. I was a floor covering installer. I worked my way through school doing that, and I've always had a desire to be in public service. I had that opportunity early in my life, and it is a real joy for me now to go back to it. So all I will say is I will give you all my energy, all my efforts to make this a better place, to lift Long Beach to a higher level, and to make it a great place to live, work, and play. And I'm honored to have your trust, and I will do everything I can to keep it.
Thank you very much, Bob. Congratulations on your election as the mayor of our city. I look forward to your return visits to our show as your mayorship progresses and as issues come to the table.
Well, thanks a lot, Art. This is a great show, and it provides a great public service. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you all for joining us, and please be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
This special edition of Straight Talk, Meet the Mayor, has been brought to you by the law firm of Kiesel, Young, and Logan. Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison and the Press-Telegram. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.